Hello, Gamecock Nation, and welcome to Buckshots. Let me tell you a little bit about what Buckshots is. I'll be honest with you. I've got a 8-week-old, soon to be 9-week-old baby at home, and things have been really busy for T-Bone and the G-Man, and we've really been neglecting the blog. I tell you, it's hard to sit down and write these days for whatever reason. A good blog post takes a couple of hours to hammer out, and I can't find a couple of minutes to do anything these days. So I'm just trying this out. It might stink. You might think this is awful, but we're trying to innovate a little bit here at the rubberchickensblog.com. So I'm doing an audio blog post, I guess is what it could be called. And T-Bone came up with the fancy name Buckshots. I'll give him credit for that. That's a very Demetra-like name, you know, kind of flashy and cliche-ish, and anyway, we're gonna call it Buckshots, and we're gonna try to do, you know, less than 5 minutes, just recording. I'm recording this on my phone on the way home. I'm driving home north on Georgia 400. If you see me, wave at me. You know, sometimes I may be able to do it from my computer. I'm gonna try to get through this. You know, no editing, nothing special about it. Just talk to you guys. So, the topic for today is the NCAA basketball tournament. It's Thursday, March the whatever the first day of the NCAA basketball tournament is, 21st, I think. And I was sitting around thinking, as I had, you know, one computer screen on my work and one computer screen watching some ball games, how much I'd love the NCAA basketball tournament. In my opinion, and I know this is not an opinion shared by very many, but it is the greatest single sporting event that there is to me. A lot of people will say World Cup, the Masters, the national championship game in college football, the BCS national championship game. But until college football comes up with a playoff system, there's just nothing better than the NCAA basketball tournament. And the really sad thing about that, as a Gamecock fan, is how absent we are from the college basketball landscape every year. So, you know, once again, we're on the sideline. We're not in the NIT. We're not in the NCAAs. And I was thinking about the history of this, and just from memory, I think the last time we were even in the NCAA tournament was 2004. So 9 years ago, we were a 10 seed against a number 7 seed Memphis. We never really had much of a chance in that game. Got beat pretty bad. You know, before that, we were in the 97 and 98 tournaments. We know what happened there. First round loss to Coppin State in 97 as a 2 seed, and a first round loss to Richmond in 98 as a 3 seed. And then before that, you got to go all the way back to, I hope I said 97 or 98 there. And before that, you had to go all the way back to 1988. I was a sophomore in college, and we lost to North Carolina State in the first round. And I remember Chris Corciani played for NC State, and we had the Dozier brothers, I believe. And I don't think I can name another guy on that team, even though I was in school and went to just about every home game. But regardless, so that's 1, 2, 3, that's 4 appearances in the NCAA tournament since 1988. And that's just sad for a school with the resources like we have, probably the most underachieving, besides, as Chicken Hoops pointed out to me, maybe Northwestern, the most underachieving basketball program in the U.S. And I just can't imagine how much more exciting it would be if the Gamecocks could make a run to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, or heaven forbid, the Final Four. I'd lose my mind, and I think the basketball would just draw closer to how popular football is in the state of South Carolina. I think basketball would be much more popular in South Carolina if we had a successful program in Columbia, and maybe if Clemson had a more successful program, which, by the way, they've been tremendously more successful than us over the last 30 years. They've had some pretty good ball teams. And don't even talk to me about the NIT championships in 2005 and 2006. We're number 65, you know. And it's a shame because that first year we won the NIT championship, I really think we could have made a deep run into the NCAAs. I think that team was good enough, so it was frustrating that we didn't play well enough during the season to get in. So, but the good news, Gamecock fans, is that I think we've got the right man for the job. Frank Martin is going to put a winner on the floor in Columbia. I hope he stays around long enough to get it done, because it's not going to happen next year. It's probably not going to happen the year after that, but hopefully we'll start making some NCAA appearances and some runs within the next 3 to 4 years. But he's the guy who can get it done, and it's kind of like we said with Steve Spurrier when he came on in 2005. If Spurrier couldn't get it done, then my God, who can? And I kind of feel that way about Frank Martin. If Frank Martin can get it done, then who can? Because we couldn't have done any better than Frank Martin at South Carolina as far as a coaching hire goes. So I'm going to go home, and I'm going to enjoy some NCAA tournament basketball, but I'm not going to enjoy it nearly as much as I would if South Carolina was participating. So that's it for the first Buckshots. Thanks for listening. Hit me like a ball. Never.